adventures of Biggles. Away over on the coast, Biggles has found Bertie's forced landing place. But back in Susanna's hut, Ginge and Algy are worried about their friends. Algy particularly is sure that something has gone wrong. So he leaves Ginge to guard the box of papers while he goes in search of the others. About half an hour later, Susanna is terrified to see Napoleon Morgan walking arrogantly through the bush towards the hut. With a rifle shot from the window, Ginge quickly sends him to cover. But Morgan returns the fire and edges closer. He is not far away when Ginger's rifle jams. Now there is no way to prevent the killer from moving into the open.
He'll come with his razor. He'll kill us both. He'll cut Susanna's throat.
Keep quiet, Susanna. He'll hear that, Ralph. He's testing me. Must have noticed I'm not returning the fire.
Daniel, come.
If he guesses I can't shoot back, he will. Stop it.
No.
I'm trying to work out how to handle this. I can't do it with you caterwauling in my ear.
But he'll come with his razor.
I promised you I wouldn't let him kill you. And I'll do my best to keep that promise. Now keep quiet and let me think. He won't waste many more of those.
Hello there. You in that hut?
You can talk to yourself, chum.
Don't pretend you don't hear me. Why don't you shoot back? You frightened of me?
He's coming. Oh, he's coming.
I am not frightened of you. If this is a trick to make me show myself, I'll let you know what I think of you. There. You see me?
Is he?
He's not coming yet. He's standing up between the bushes, that's all. A cheeky devil.
Still you don't shoot, huh? Maybe you like to fight me another way. I'm coming into the house.
Oh, look, the window, quick.
Yes, that might help. He'll be able to shoot through the glass, so keep back against the wall. Don't let him see you.
I don't want him to see me. I don't want him ever to see me.
It don't do you any good. Don't do you any good to lock the door. I'm coming in.
He can't he, Master? Now we lock everything, he can't come in.
You don't think a window will keep me out, do you?
Quiet, Susanna.
He got a razor. He climbing in.
Susanna, that chair, quick.
No, you don't. You go near the chair, Mommy, and it's your throat I cut.
No.
Keep back, Morgan. I've still got this rifle.
Ah, but it don't shoot anymore, does it?
No, but it's a darn good club.
Did my kick break your arm, wet man? I don't think you do too good at this sort of fight, huh? Napoleon fight a lot. I'm quicker and stronger than you, white pig.
Throw away that razor and I'll prove you're wrong, Morgan.
I like the razor. With the razor, we finish the fight. And I think we finish it now, eh? You do no good to back away. I can jump.
Don't do it.
With the table in your stomach, eh? Now we'll see about your strength.
No, Mag, keep away. He's still got the razor, yeah, man.
But he can't use it.
Yeah,
I've got his wrist.
You think I can't, white pig? Your hand bend back as I press against her.
Susanna, help me.
No, she's frightened. I am too strong for you, aren't I?
But I'm not as slow as you thought, am I? You couldn't stop me jumping away from you.
Don't get away next time. Every time since you shoot me, I say I kill you. This time I do it.
He'll come at you again. Don't let him get you.
Susanna, the carving knife. It's on the stove.
You are too late.
Here, Master. I'll put it in your hand.
Now we're even.
Watch it. The chair. You caught over it,
Master. You dropped your knife.
Susanna!
Go near that woman. I'll kill you when I finish with him.
Susanna, get it! He's spitting me down!
I'll kill you, old woman.
I'm dancing.
You can do nothing, can you, white man? White pig, you shoot at me.
Yeah. My hand is free. This is where you die.
You! Algy!
Yeah, Algy! For Pete's sake, open the door! I've been trying to get in!
Open it! Open it, Susanna! I want to get my breath.
Did I kill Morgan?
I don't know. I rolled away from him as soon as he slackened.
He's finished. I didn't try to kill him particularly, but when I saw from the window what was happening, I just let fly.
Oh, thank heavens you did. I'd have had my throat cut otherwise.
I don't like killing, but I'm afraid this bloke was asking for it. When you feel up to it, we'll take him outside and bury him.
Yes, I won't be a jiff. What brought you back?
I heard shooting. I thought it was coming from here, so I sprinted back as fast as I could. The door was locked, so I whipped down to the window. Just in time.
Yes, just. All right. Let's fix Morgan.
Bigglesworth. And you, Tom. I can't tell you how glad I am to see you.
Oh, we're all very fit. But where's Bertie?
He's sleeping on one of the bunks.
Is he hurt?
Nothing serious. Bullet nicked him in the thigh as we were taking off. By the time we put down here, he'd lost a lot of blood. I dressed the wound and gave him a sedative to make him rest. He'll be all right when he wakes.
That's why you put back, is it?
Not completely. The plane was hit, too.
We'll never get away from this island, Biggles. We're doomed.
I wouldn't say that, Tom. This was just a nick, too. Unfortunately, though, it was the petrol tank that was nicked.
Empty?
No, but we lost quite an amount. I patched the hole up with some chewing gum, holding it for the time being.
I'll fix it in a moment. There's sure to be a repair kit in the plane. By the way, Colonel, where did the Catalina come from? This isn't our kite.
It's on loan to you from the RAF squadron at Kingston. Bertie crash-landed the other machine and was ruined.
Poor old Bertie's in the wars.
Well, the plane hasn't been puzzling me so much, sir, but you have. You're the last person I expected to see here.
Me? Well, as a matter of fact, Tom, I was worried about you all. And hang it all, man, I'm not so old I can't enjoy an adventure.
Well, I should think the adventure of the last few days had been a bit much for you, Colonel.
I admit that I'm not as young as I felt, nor as good-tempered as I thought. But I haven't let young Lissy down, you know. He'll tell you that.
I'm sure you haven't. Well, we'll have to get to work, Tom. The crooks may come snooping round at any minute.
Oh, do you want me to help you mend the tank?
No, the Colonel will lend me his strong right arm if I need it. You dash back to Susanna's hut. Bring the boys here with the papers as fast as you can.
Right. Found the papers, then?
Yes. Or rather, we found the box that contains them.
Where are they?
At a hut a few miles inland from here. Algy and Ginger guarding them.
That's wonderful, man. Bring them here to the plane and the job will be over.
Providing there are no hitches, Colonel. Off you go, Tom. Hitches don't need much time to develop.
Has you buried him?
You didn't worry about him anymore, Susanna.
Oh, thank you, Massa. I got real frightened of bad men.
Well, you can forget them all, Susanna. We're leaving you.
And the box?
Yes, the box, too. That make you happy?
Oh, Massa, I'm so happy I could cry.
Oh, well, there's a compliment for you, Algy.
I don't blame her for feeling that way. We've decided it's safe to stay together, so we're going to carry the box across to the coast and find our friends.
Suppose you find the bad men.
If that happens, there'll probably be another fight, but we'll try to avoid them. Goodbye, Susanna. Thanks for all you've done.
Goodbye, Massa, and don't you hurt yourself.
When we get back to Jamaica, we'll remember you, Susanna. We'll fix it so that you don't have to steal any more flamingos' eggs.
You was very kind, Massa, but those flamingo eggs, they don't taste real bad, eh? You know?
They taste wonderful. And all the better for being pinched.
Over this next dune and we'll be there.
Yes, none too soon. My back's nearly broken.
This darn box is too heavy to lug through the scrub. Last time I'll tackle it,
Put it down, Algy. I can see the bag.
Oh, thank goodness.
Good.
That feels better. Can't see the kite anywhere.
No. And we'd better check on it before we show ourselves. It might be in anybody's hand by now.
We'll be able to see it from up here.
Good grief! It's gone!
And there's a yacht anchored there. That must be the Vega.
Then the crooks are here.
Keep down, Ginge. Von Zollern's coming along the beach.
Blast him. I'll bet he'd be able to tell us what's happened.
By Jove, he might too.
What's on your mind?
We'll ask him. There's no one else about, so we'll bail him up and find out what's going on.
It's a bit risky, Algy.
Maybe so, but it'll save time. We'll just wait till he's immediately below the dune. Put your hands up, Von Zollern, and stay where you are.
Look out, Algy! The others are behind us! Zolotov and the Negroes!
Algy swings round to find himself facing several guns and the sneering face of Zaratov. Between them lies the precious box of papers. Can the Englishmen fight their way out of this trap? Listen for the next thrilling chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.